scripture reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and verses 13 through 26. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become enslaved to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say. Do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and that what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Debbie, for a wonderful reading. Could you please give me a thumbs up if you can hear me? Sounds good. I think if I was smart, I could end the service right now, because we had wonderful music and reading and prayers, and I don't know if there is anything left that we should listen to this morning. Friends, I think at some point, Pastor Kendra shared with you that us as pastors, we don't come to do ministry to you, but we come to do ministry with you. Friends, and with that being said, that's the reason I don't like preaching from the pulpit. I like preaching with you. And from now on, so we are going to preach together, as I'll be preaching down here, as I like be more close to you. And at some point, as I begin preaching, and even at the end of my preaching, if you just realize that you didn't get anything, don't be panicked. Don't get surprised, because it's normal that, you know, I preach and you don't understand, because preaching, the sermon is part of the worship service. Sometimes what speaks to us is not the sermon itself. Maybe it's the music that's being played by Jim. Maybe it's the prayer. Maybe it's the announcement or the children's message. You know, it's not always that what speaks to us is really the sermon itself. Could you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for the blessings to be in your presence this morning. Dear Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit guide and lead us to understand what you want to share with us today. In your name we pray. Amen. Friends, I just want to share, Joseph, if you can put some slideshow here. I just want to share with you, you know, some pictures of all the things that guided me to come to Meadville. And this is the pictures. This is the things that I was, you know, a protein bar, banana, you know, some yogurt and that's a great strong coffee. And then that was the GPS showed me, you know, it was 147. We have all the traffic signs, the road signs. What else do we have, Joseph? Yes, the line signs. So, friends, this is all the signs that guided me because I didn't know where Meadville is located. So, but these signs and the GPS helped me to figure out and to reach where here this morning. Let us take a moment and imagine a time in our lives where we sought guidance. How did we feel or respond to that assistance? Let us imagine a time in your life where you felt guided. You know, either as a young or as an adult. And how did you respond to that assistance? Friends, with that in mind, I want to share with you my experience of traveling here last month. But first, let me say that in my entire life, it never crossed my mind that one day I will drive 14 hours straight from Kansas to Meadville, Pennsylvania, without rest. For the past few weeks, I was seriously considering shipping my car so that I could fly here to Pennsylvania, as I was afraid to drive such a long distance. So to keep long story short, however, something inside me was telling me to have that experience of driving here directly. Friends, I finally began the journey. I was driving. I was still doubting myself and constantly asked myself whether I could complete the 948 miles. that the GPS was indicating was the length of the journey. Without knowing the area well where I was heading, I had to trust the GPS and the other road signs as they were guiding me. Friends, however, I would be lying if I told you that the journey was completely perfect. No. I encountered challenges such as heavy rain, where for several hours I had to slow down or to stop as I was not able to see where I was going. Furthermore, I felt that the more I was driving, the more challenging the journey was becoming, as I was starting to feel tired and the darkness was settling in. Therefore, because of that, I thought of finding a place where I could stop and rest. However, again, the Holy Spirit was telling me to continue the journey. Only God knows what would have happened if I had stopped. Dear brothers and sisters, The process of life and living can be painful and very challenging. Yes, it can be, but please don't lose faith and hope in God. I don't know how many miles of life that we still have ahead. But we need to invite God through the Holy Spirit to guide us toward our final destinations. As He guided me here, I was able to share His guidance through my driving experience to Meadville. Friends, in today's scripture, the Apostle Paul is inviting. It's writing to the Christian believer in the churches of Galatia. They were Gentiles, non-Jewish Christians who had come to faith through Paul's missionary efforts and guidance. Friends, Gentiles converts to Christianity were most from pagan backgrounds. That is, they were spiritually young, still learning how to live as the followers of Christ in a pagan Roman world. However, Paul was deeply concerned because some of Jewish Christian teachers were misleading the Galatians by insisting that they must follow the Jewish law to be trusted. To be truly saved. That is, these false teachers were claiming that faith in Christ was not enough. You also need to keep the Mosaic law. Therefore, this confused the Galatian believers and it threatened their freedom in Christ. However, Paul saw this as a rejection of the gospel of grace and a return to spiritual slavery. Friends, we too, in today's context, like every nation here in the USA, we have laws that we abide by as citizens. That is, those who live here need to follow certain laws. However, when these human laws are corrupted, they often exclude mercy and grace. That is, when we elevate them above God's law, we become rigid, judgmental, or oppressive. Friends, Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. That is, Christ came to set us free. Of course, not free to do whatever we want, because that would lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires. However, God invites us into true freedom to live life guided by the love and the Spirit. Friends, being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desire to hear, the readiness to obey God's word, and the sensitivity to discern between your feeling and His promptings. That is, living each day controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. By doing so, the word of Christ will be in your mind. The love of Christ will be behind your actions. And the power of Christ will help you control your selfish desires. Friends, I believe that some of us here have failed at some time in our lives, as we have allowed our human instinct or desire to lead or speak more loudly instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. Furthermore, at some point during my driving journey, I could have probably ignored some of those road signs, causing me challenges and making my trip more complicated. However, I realized that each road sign played a very important role and making my trip played important role and in making my drive safer, easier, and more enjoyable. However, in human relations, we too receive guidance from others, and not only those who are similar with us, but also those who are different in some ways from us. That is, despite our differences, we need one another to continue to grow, both in our spiritual and social holiness lives. Friends, if it was to make the same road trip as I did from traveling from I-44 East to I-79 North, I believe it will be different by this time, as I now know the way. With that said, as a Christians, we are guided by the Holy Spirit in both our personal lives and ministries, so that we can guide others with truth, humility, and Christ-like love. That is, the Holy Spirit first works within us, deepening the grace given us, shaping our character, and forming us into the image of Christ. This transformation is what makes our witness credible. Friends, we are being guided by the Holy Spirit through our spiritual nourishment to help us make wise and spirit-led decision in personal and ministry life decisions that reflect God's value, not just human reasoning. True spiritual gift, we are able to serve and edify others by teaching, healing, hospitality, leadership, etc. These are characteristics not for our own benefit, but for the building up of the church. Friends, we are also guided in prayer, both praying personally and when praying for others. Sometimes the Spirit even intercedes for us when words fail. Lastly, we are being guided by the Holy Spirit, who illuminates Scripture by helping us understanding and apply it. As we are formed by the words, that is, we become more effective in teaching, counseling, and discipling others. Dear Stone siblings, in what ways are you being guided? And how have you been guiding others in your personal and ministry and ministerial life? Friends, in today's context, living while being guided by the Spirit is a daily struggle and decision. That is, it requires determination to resist selfishness and live differently. I don't know the kind of struggle you and I are going through in life. We just need to be sure that we keep being guided. Keep walking with spiritual discipline and courage. Even when it's hard, when the flesh pulls us the other ways, thus acceptance of the Spirit's guidance leads to transformation and not just information. Friends, we are being called today as individuals and as a Stone Church to accept the Spirit's leadership, that is, to surrender our will to God's. As we do, His fruit begins to grow in us. Friends, to be guided is a call to live freely, but not aimlessly. That is, the Spirit invites us, shapes us, empowers us, and walks with us as we see and serve differently. As we see and serve differently from here to everywhere. Friends, Paul is calling the Galatians and us today to stay true to the gospel of grace, to live in freedom, and to let the Holy Spirit guide daily life. Not rules, not culture, not self. Amen.